we can start.
Okay, so we are...
Peter, do we need to start it all over, over again?
From the beginning.
From the beginning.
Okay. So, time is 3:16, and we are reconvening the Brooks County Commissioners Court regular meeting for August, and we will go with roll call.
Gloria Garza, County Commissioner, Precinct 1.
Armando Olivares, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Tony Martinez, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 4.
Eric Ramos, Brooks County Judge. We also have representatives from the County Clerk's Office and from the Auditor's Office. We did complete the Pledge of Allegiance. So we're going to go on with Agenda Item Number 9, Discuss, Consider, and Act on Opening the Bids for Roof Repairs to the Brooks County Fire Department. This was tabled from yesterday. The auditor has looked at the bids and is recommending that we go with a 30-year shingles bid, a 30-day project from South Texas Building Company. The bid is for $9,000, and the insurance company has issued a check for the amount of $8,896.20 for those repairs specifically. So the difference is a little over $100, and the county will supplement that. Any questions, comments, or concerns?
No, Judge.
Nope. I'll accept the motion to approve the bid, to approve the recommendation.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Garza. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Agenda Item Number 10, Discuss, Consider, and Act on Opening Bids for Roof Repairs to the Brooks County Jail. And the auditor is recommending that we reject the bid, redefine the project, and go out for bids again. Questions, comments, concerns?
No, sir.
We're good. I'll accept the motion to reject the bid.
For your judge.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. I think that then takes us to the budget. This is Agenda Item Number 13. Discuss and approve the 2018-2019 proposed budget. Mr. Petroleum, anything different from yesterday? Or?
We did add that position in the judge's office, the service officer, the veteran service officer. We included that part-time position in the county judge's budget, and we offset that with some monies that we had found with retirement. Since we had changed our retirement, we had some extra monies, and we just moved that money around. So that was it. Otherwise, everything else is the same since.
Right. And I just want to be clear, because that wasn't mentioned yesterday, but that
person
will be stationed in the county judge's office?
Yes.
And the budget will be part of the county judge's budget?
Yes. And also, as per the county judge this morning, we took the part-time person that we created that was in yesterday's budget and Bobby's budget, that part-time person, and we divided that in half. So half of that is going to be in Bobby's budget, and then half is going to be in the library. But as far as the bottom line, it still stays the same.
And there will be a set schedule for when this person will be in what office and so forth.
Okay, good.
Questions, comments on the 18-19 proposed budget?
No.
Okay. I will accept the motion to approve the 2018-2019 proposed budget.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Garza. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously.
Yay. Yay.
Let's go on to Agenda Item Number 14. Discuss, consider, and act on approving the certification of 2017 excess debt collections and 2018 anticipated collection rates. Submitted by Terry R. Sidbach.
Yes.
Okay, never mind. Okay,
So I will be submitting the 2017 excess debt collections and the 2018 anticipated collection rate. We did not have any excess debt for the year of 2017, so that will be determined to be $0. And our 2018 anticipated collection rate is at 100%. Any questions on that?
Questions, comments? Okay, let's vote on that one, and then we'll go to the next one. Sorry. Is there a motion to approve the 2017 excess debt collections and the 2018 anticipated collection rate?
No.
Is there a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Olivares. Is there a second?
Mayor.
Second by Commissioner Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Agenda item number 15, discuss, consider, and act on accepting the certified total appraisal, assessed, and taxable values of our property and total taxable of new property in Brooks County as certified by the Brooks County Appraisal District, the governing body summary number 1A and number 12, and the 2018 planning calendar submitted by Terry Silva, Chief Deputy.
Okay, the packet that I gave y'all is everything that's listed on agenda item number 15. So if you all want to go ahead and turn to the 2018 planning calendar. And just let me know if y'all want to go over those dates. Let me know if the first and second hearing, public hearing, are good enough for y'all, and those days y'all will be available.
Is that the 14th and the 30th?
That's going to be the August 23rd and the second hearing August 28th.
Public hearing.
Yes, because August 14th was, of course, yesterday's meeting, but we recessed. So for August 30th, I am going to publish the notice of property tax rate. So that has to be done by law September 1st. And then, of course, our first and second public hearing. And on September 11th is the date for, which is our regular meeting. So that's the date we would adopt our tax rate.
Okay. And I don't have a calendar in front of me. The 23rd is a Monday, Tuesday?
I believe it's a Tuesday, and the 28th is a Thursday.
Okay.
Let me double check. Oh, that's Thursday. August 23rd is a Thursday, and August 28th is on a Tuesday. And that would be at 6 p.m.
Which one?
August 23rd is on a Thursday, and then the second public hearing, the 28th, is on a Tuesday.
And both at 6?
Both at 6, yes.
6 p.m. Okay.
Is that time good for everybody? Oh, yes? Okay, sorry. I didn't hear anybody say anything. Okay, and then, of course, the other documents that you see is our governing body summary 1A. That does show you our effective rate, and then it does show you our rollback rate, last year's tax rate, and our proposed tax rate this year. And then, of course, your 2A, your summary 2A just tells you your increase if you plan on proposing a 1 cent, 2 cent, 2.5 cent increase. And then if you, I'm not sure in what order I put the documents, but there is a worksheet that is section 26.05B of the property tax code. And that is basically your worksheet that shows you the steps required for the adoption of our tax rate. And I know previously we had discussed in a meeting, I believe it was a budget meeting, that there was not going to be a raise on a $100,000 home. So with the tax rate that's being proposed, you'll have $1.49. So it's not much of an increase. I mean, it is $1.49, but it's not anything drastic.
Okay. Did everyone find that page? It's right after the calendar, the handout she's talking about. All right, you have the one.
Yeah, it's on the second page. anybody have any questions on that?
Questions, comments?
Are we going to stay with the same tax rate?
Yes, it didn't affect anything. It's going to still be the .94.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
The 94 cents.
So clarify that number 22 again. The 149 is an increase on a...
$100,000 home.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Questions, comments?
No, sir.
Okay.
Okay, and then, I'm sorry, I have one more. And then we have, I think it's the last page, or that's the last one that you have there in the packet. It's going to be the 2018 property tax rates in Brooks County. That just basically gives you a summary of last year's tax rate, this year's effective tax rate, and of course our rollback rate. And that does give you schedules on our general fund balance. Also, our certificate of obligations, and I believe I think that's about it on here. Yeah, so that just basically details everything that we do have with the county as far as our debt and our fund balance. Any questions on that one?
No.
Just on the bottom of the first page, just mm-hmm. to be clear, Schedule A general fund?
Yes.
It's 1 million. What is the 1,081,000 represent? Is that the fund balance?
No.
This is, yeah, this is the unencumbered fund balance. This is information that I do get from the treasurer's office to complete our documents for our calculations.
So the unencumbered fund balance is 1,081,000.
Yes.
And for road and bridge, it's 693,822.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anybody have any questions on that report? So that's pretty much everything for agenda item number 15.
Okay. So we'll accept a motion for accepting the certified total appraised, assessed, and taxable values of all property and total taxable of new property in Brooks County as certified by the Brooks Appraisal District, the Governing Board, summary with number 1A and number 1 and number 2A, and the 2018 planning calendar. Is there a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Garza, a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Item number 16, discuss, consider, and act on a tax rate. If proposed tax rate will achieve the rollback rate or the effective tax rate, whichever is lower, take record vote and schedule public hearing. Submitted by Ms. Silva.
Okay. So the proposed rate this year is going to be 0.940505. And speaking with the auditor, it's a balanced budget with this tax rate, so it's up to the court on deciding if they want to go ahead and adopt the proposed rate or go with the effective rate.
Okay, so you're saying we have the choice of 94 cents?
Yes,
or
which is the
proposed.
Right, because you're going to either decide to go with the proposed or vote on adopting the effective rate or the lower of the rollback rate.
Okay. Does everyone see that?
Yes.
Which is on the summary 1A.
Now, the budget was planned on the 0.94.
Yes.
Is that correct?
We want to keep it the same, I feel.
Okay.
We ought to keep, I don't know about, you want to keep it the same, guys?
Yes.
Comment? Good. Okay.
Okay.
Anything else?
That's it. Are
you ready to vote on this?
Yes.
Okay, so just to be clear, the tax rate that is being proposed is 0.940505. That's broken up as the general fund at 0.606505. The road and bridge, 0.13000. FM, is that farm? What does FM stand for?
Farm to market.
Farm to market.
Yes, sir.
0.085000 and debt at 0.114000 for a total of 0.940505.
Yes, sir.
So mm-hmm. is there a motion for either of the tax rates, either effective or current? Current is 94.
0.94. 0.94.
Motion for 0.94.
Okay. There's a motion to continue with the current rate, a tax rate of .940505. Is there a second?
Royer.
Second by, motion by Commissioner Olivares, second by Commissioner Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. I think that covers the agenda. Okay.
Yes.
I will accept the motion to adjourn.
Royer.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez, second.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. We are adjourned at 3:31. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That's a kid.
We are done.